Hi, this is Linda, and I'm our episode of Soul in the City today. Today I have some very interesting guests. We have a panel of young black professionals, and we'll be talking about the art and the state of black love. There are a lot of statistics going on about why are black females single. So first I'll go on and introduce my panelists. And the first will be Mr. Laverl Anderson. He's an entrepreneur and a manager of PSG Steelworks Protective Services. I also have Ms. Tanisha Reynolds. She's a certified nurse midwife and president of Mom, Inc. And Ms. Lakeisha Tucker, who is a clinical research specialist. All these are young black professionals, master prepared, educated, and we're really going to get into what is happening in the state of black love. There's a couple of statistics I'd like to go over first. Seeing that 70% of black women are reported to be single, either through divorce or just never being married. And there's a Yale study saying that 42% of African-American women have yet to be married, as compared to 23% of their white counterparts and 22% of their Asian counterparts. And I kind of go back to a 2000 U.S. census that says 1.8 million more African-American women, that there are more African-American women than black men. So that is a lot of statistics that's showing that there is a state of emergency for black relationships. And I'm just going to have my panelists come in at this point and say hi. I'll start with Laverl.
Hello.
And then Tisha. Would you say hi to
Hello.
Our listeners? And
Hello.
Tanisha. So we're going to get right on into the questioning. And my first question is, what is the state of black love? And what is happening to our relationship? And I'll start with you, Tisha. What do you think is happening to the relationship between black men and black women? Can you hear me, Keisha?
Yes. Hi. I think the relationship between black men and women, it's just a different time. I think society has played a part in how our relationships have changed. Of course, our grandparents, they would get married much quicker and, you know, tend to stay married for a longer period of time. However, I feel that African-American women, you know, feel like they have options. They have been raised to be leaders. And it's a difficult task to be submissive as a wife and have all those wifely duties when we are so in the forefront in different areas of our lives, especially in our careers.
Okay. Tanisha, we're going to go ladies first, and I'm going to take this answer for last. Tanisha, what do you have to say to pick up with that thought?
I was just going to pick up and say that just as a whole, the state of black relationships, I would say is really in an emergency state because there's definitely a decline we'll see in our marriages as opposed to, you know, the 60s and maybe, you know, 70% were married. We're on the opposite end of that where now close to 70% of black women are unmarried. And so I just think that there are benefits. Not at all am I saying is being single some type of a curse. It's a blessing in its own. But there is research that shows that there are benefits as far as, you know, when you're raising children, economic benefits in health and happiness that go along with being married. And I just see a decline in those committed relationships within our community.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, we're going to say the gentleman for last. What do you have to comment on with that question?
I don't think I'm going to challenge statistics or anything at all. I'm just going to go to the base. I don't think it's a racial thing. I don't want to go all the way back to slavery or anything like that. We just, right now, we have to deal with the things that are at hand in this day and time. And we really just need to, we need to come back to the table and, you know, refocus on what's important. I think we're missing that. I think our as singles, we're being led in different directions, and we need to just come back to the table and do what we really need to do as men, being that we are supposed to be leaders. I find even in my 30s, so many of us, we still just haven't decided to settle in. There's still something that we're chasing, and we just kind of need to settle down. We really do, and I don't mean settle down as in settle down in relationships, but just as men, we seem to. And I'm speaking from experience. I mean, from what I'm guilty of myself. We need to settle up and start doing a little better as men and leaders. So.
Okay. Those were all great comments. Now we're going to go to why is it so difficult? And this is, you know, I'm a woman in her 50-somethings, educated also. Why is it so difficult for men and women to come together in a committed relationship? I'm going to start with Laverl first.
Well, again, and for all I just said, do I come at it? Well, I'll tell you what, let me go this way. We just need to, again, as men, you ladies are doing so much now. The options that we have, I was having a conversation not 24 hours ago, and, you know, I run a lot of, different, nightclubs and different events, and I was talking to two guys standing outside, and the guys were kind of asking me about what's going on inside. And of course, you know, they're men, so they're coming out to, you know, mingle with females. And the guy was kind of asking me more or less, I mean, how many people do you have in there, and this, that, and other. And I went on to just tell him if there's 100 women or 10 women, you're looking for that one. And it's that one, for the most part, that's gonna determine what type of experience that you have for the night. With you females, again, there's so many from different levels. I mean, you guys are you have your own money now, so you can always keep your hair up and your nails up and you're educated. You have all these things going for you, and us as men, we don't know how to stop. We don't. We do not know how to stop. And the simple fact that most of us,
you don't know how to stop. What do you mean? Do you? It's, the variety is so much.
Yes.
Variety.
Absolutely. We're having a hard time just hitting the brakes and saying, this one is good enough for me, because just as good as this one is, you can go 10 feet and you're going to have another one. And because we're not, and truthfully, because we're really not settled in our manhood, we're not settled in the things of God, we can't hit the brakes.
Okay,
I say all that to say we're having a problem hitting the brakes and deciding that this female is good enough to leave my household. You know,
okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's that particular mindset that is the problem that we as men are having.
Okay, I want to get the
ladies. You don't need us.
Can I
come in? Okay, ladies, come on. Let's get some comments on that. What you have to say?
I was going to say, for us as women, I wanted to bring up two reasons why I feel like why it is so difficult. Number one is just pure numbers. Like he said, you know, it's just a pure ratio of black women to black men. And as a black woman, honestly, the numbers aren't in our favor. However, I'm a woman of faith, and that, you know, to me is what I'll have to stand on. But at the end of the day, the numbers are not in our favor. And then the second thing, I think the reason why it's so hard is because we haven't seen the behavior. A lot of us, in our early 30s and late 20s, were raised in single-parent homes, and we haven't seen it emulated. We haven't seen the a lot of examples of what a strong, loving relationship looks like. So, and to even aspire to that, your vision exposes, your vision expands because of exposure. And so, some of it is a lack of us seeing healthy relationships, and then also again the numbers not being in our favor.
Okay, Keisha, you got some input. We have some callers, and I would like to get to the callers. But, Keisha, before I get to the callers, can you put on that?
Well, I really totally agree with both other panelists. I really want to go back to what Laverle said initially when he talked about us being able to, come together to be able to establish what it is. You know, we understand that, in our the way the society was when our grandparents, you know, the longevity of the marriage. But at some point in time, if, you know, we're having these discussions about Black love and we really want to experience that, we need to come together to be able to adapt better to how we are as a society now, so that we could begin to change the way things are and, you know, propel into the future and establishing family values and, you know, healthy relationships and marriages for our children and our children's children.
Let me take something on real quick. For about the last 20, maybe even 30 years, we have been conditioned, and this is not the white man's or anybody else's doing. You know, it's our own. Let me say this, and again, let your caller chime in, but I can remember coming up around my brothers and I mean my siblings and other individuals in our neighborhood, and you weren't being taught to find that one female for you. It was all about numbers. It was this one and it was that one. And for the music that we listen to, the things that we're watching on TV, just whatever's going on in our environments, we're not being conditioned towards things like that. As Keisha just mentioned, you know, our grandparents or whatever else, they were looking to find that one. I mean, it wasn't about numbers. And something has just happened within this last generation or two that it's not pointing us towards that. It's just pointing us towards just doing whatever we want and whoever we want, however many that we want to do. And of course, that behavior is not conducive to raise a family, and it's not even remotely close.
Okay, that's it. I have a caller, 473-8645. You're on the air. What's your comment? Okay, I guess they don't have anything, so I'm going to mute them. I have a caller, 818-4107. You're on the air. What's your comment? Hello, what's your comment? Okay, I'm going to go back to my panelists now and go back to the second question. The second question is the stereotype of Black women being angry, bitter, and harsh true, and does that have effect on our relationship?
Well, I guess I'll just tackle that one. I don't think so. Some of the my experiences, Black women are the most loving. They are just as capable of commitment as anybody else. There are those out there, obviously, that, yeah, I mean, you're not going to win with them. Something is just something went wrong with them a long time ago. But for the most part, if I just may say it simply, Black women are good to go, man. My mom's Black. That's who I first learned love from. I mean, and she still gives a grand amount of it to this moment. So yeah, TV tells you, when you watch on commercials, you know, the black women are always loud, or you're always depicted in some particular negative light. You know, it's always the overweight, loud black female doing this, doing that. And that's not our ladies, totally. That's a misrepresentation.
Okay. Tanisha,
well,
comment about that.
Go ahead, Tanisha.
You know, we as far there are images portrayed for men and women on TV. You know, as women, African American women, get tired of that, you know, angry black women, you know, woman image that is portrayed, but. And the brothers also get tired of the, you know, no good black man that's portrayed. So, I mean, I think we can just settle it out, you know, out and say we all know enough positive images and meet enough positive images in our everyday life that, you know, we can move beyond that as individuals.
Okay, Keisha, did you have a comment, darling?
Well, I would just say... No, I think for the most part, you know, most of the women that I do know, including myself, are not angry and bitter. But I do sometimes feel that men do kind of feel that way about us, and they choose not to want to get into relationships with us or even, you know, talk to us out because of, you know, we have attitudes or, you know, we just, you know, or just, you know, we don't know how to treat a man or talk to a man. So I do think in that respect, because of the stereotypes, it does affect our relationships or even getting to the point of a relationship.
Okay. I'm going to go on and kind of like, what is the attraction? And I'm going to start this with Mr. Anderson. What is the attraction to women of other culture, you know, white women, Asian, Latino, what attracts you and takes you away from your sisters? Just can you elaborate on that, Laverl?
I think with that being said, a lot of that is, again, we have been conditioned with television, and now you have all these different social mediums. What people fail to realize is that the image of the black man is all over the world. For, again, the last 40 years, for the most part, we have been the dominant, well, longer than that, actually, we have been the dominant force in athletics on a world stage. So that puts us in everybody's eyes, on everybody's everybody's television, no matter where they are. So with that being said, when we travel abroad and when we're doing things, you know, we're coming into contact with females from different races strictly because they're interested in the power of the black man. So, I mean, just even to this moment, and now with America truly being the melting pot now, no matter where you go, I mean, it's everybody from every race coming from everywhere over here. We're as much as people may not believe or think so, we are still that forbidden fruit. So where, again, we're projected all over the world as, for the most part, a symbol of power and sex and other things, yet still the black female isn't. I mean, and she's just as powerful and as sexy as we are. But, again, you guys keep getting the loud, you know, hard to deal with and obnoxious rap, and it's just it's wrong. It really it is, because it's so untrue. But I'm sorry, I kind of got off topic, and to close out my my point, again, we are because of, you know, basketball and football and everything else is, again, being played on world stages, we're able to navigate in certain circles with other races where, you know, for the most part, before these last few decades, we weren't. And that's really just what it is. I mean, it, even those of us that aren't professional athletes, we're still in the same neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. I want to take some callers. Girls, so I'm going to ask, they may even ask you questions. I'm going to take the caller. This is the 818-4107. Caller, you're on the air. Okay, they've been holding. I think we lost them. Okay, I'll try this other caller. 488-930. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. This is Covina, man. You guys are having a good conversation. I'm hearing an echo for some reason. But let me just say the brother was making some good points, but I think that if you just took some brothers and asked why they're not trying to, you know, marry black women, and if you ask brothers what's your minimum bottom line of what it is you're trying to find, you know, not the super high, you know, fantasy woman, but just an average woman they would marry up, that they would wife up. If you ask those mm-hmm. brothers, and could they find those women, they would be able to find very few that would fit those characteristics that one would want to wife up. And if they did find that one, those ones, it's most likely 8 out of 10 times that the woman wouldn't want to have anything to do with the brother.
Get down a point.
You do have a – let some of the sisters answer that. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to host that. But that's a pretty interesting – because I think there are women out there who do want to marry and who do want a committed relationship. But I'm going to ask one of the sisters, Tanisha, Keisha, do you want to take that? And I'm going to put you on hold, caller, so that you can listen, okay? Thank
yes.
you for calling in.
Thank you.
Keisha or Tanisha, do you want to hit that?
Keisha, I'm going to let you take that one. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you take that. Well, I would say in response to the caller, I do agree that sometimes, you know, if the guy did say, you know, list his characteristics, I would agree that they might not measure up to, he might not measure up to the standards that the woman had. So I honestly just can't argue the point with the caller, and though I had never really kind of thought about it in that manner, that is true. There is, we do have standards that we tend not to deviate from those standards, which, you know, ultimately leave us single because we probably miss out on several good men.
Okay.
I was going to say, well, Keisha, I agree too, that that is the case. And I think, though, as I'm maturing and as I'm growing older, not that I'm settling, because at this point, you know, waited too long to settle, but I realize that looking more at the character of the man versus all the physical, you know, attributes that I used to have, he needs to be 6'5", you know, this, and that, and, you know, make this, and that, you know, that I can look at more the character of the man, and, you know, go and base decisions on that, whether to date or not to date this person based on their character, more so than some of those other physical attributes. But I can say that has come with maturity, though. And so, you know, we can all agree. But even on that, going back to just, you know, multicultural dating, I mean, that may be an option for us, you know, honestly, as black women. I've never dated outside of my race. However, you know, when we just looked at the, you know, just looked at statistics and saw that numbers were not in our favor as far as finding a potential mate in the future, maybe as far as finding someone who meets the standard that we have set for ourselves, you know, I am coming to the point where maybe I should explore the option. We do live in America. We are in a melting pot. And maybe, you know, maybe I should expand my dating pool, though I prefer to date brothers first, you know. And that has been my choice up to here. But, you know, at this point in my life, I question, should I open up the dating pool? Just
okay,
as brothers have
gonna,
opened up the dating pool.
Thank you, Tanisha. And I'm going to try the caller on 818-4107. I'm hitting, you're on the air now. This is 818-4107. Caller, you're on the air. Okay, I guess they just want to listen. I'm going to shoot this next question to Mr. Anderson. is the church keeping people single? There was an article by Arthur Cooper regarding that. What's your take on that, Laverl?
I don't think y'all really want me to go with that one.
So we're going to have to make it short and sweet and to the point. And I'm going to let the man have it first, Laverl.
I mean, yes and no. I can recall a pastor making a joke about a female coming home and telling her husband what her pastor said. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and that's just in that sense. But I think people get, and I don't want to say it's the church. I think for the most part, people get kind of sideways with the whole, well, let me put it this way. The children of Israel had to come out of Egypt to get to the promised land, but they had to walk. God didn't just pick them up and put them there. And then, again, they sat in the wilderness for 40 years because it took that long to get Egypt out of them. He got them out of Egypt in probably a matter of hours, but it took 40 years to get Egypt out of them. Our females need to understand one particular thing. You can't just sit in your house and think somebody's going to knock on your door and say that they're from God. I mean, you got to do something. You have to keep yourself, you know, presented. You know, keep your hair done, keep your nails done, keep your crib clean. I mean, just and you have to be out. Get out of the house. I mean, going to work and hanging out in your friend's backyard. That's not really a lot of. That's not putting. I'm not trying to say you need to be out there like that, but you need to be out. I mean, you have to get out and do things so that you are able to meet people. I mean, you just can't. I ain't heard nobody sit on the couch and then again and tell us the story of somebody just knocking on the door saying God sent them.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, ladies, I got 2 minutes. Anybody want to have a closing comment on that?
Okay,
got about a minute.
Real quick. I don't think we can blame the church or any institution, because if that be the case, we can say is the church, is education, is, you know. So at the end of the day, life is about choices, and so we have to make the choices to get us to our end result and use our inner discretion and, you know, for those of us that are Christians, the Holy Spirit to be our guide, asking him to give us discernment on the person, on the people that come into our lives. And so I just want to say, you know, just on a positive note, I don't think that we can blame any particular entity for the state of black love. I think collectively we need more conversations like we're having today. We need to have dialogue and conversations between black men and black women, and we need to come together as a community and come up with solutions to our problems.
Okay, Keisha, you got a closing comment.
Have a minute. Just to say, I think that not only there's the black church, I think there are so many other avenues or media, I mean, or, you know, areas that in which, you know, the black women can be single or that's keeping us single, I think, including the media, and, you know, it all plays a part into this image that we have of how things are going to be and how they should be. And sometimes that is unrealistic. However, I do just want to say, yes, we do need to continue to have conversations about black love. I think at the end of the day, a black woman can keep herself single, and until she, you know, makes choices in her mind to do things differently, then she may be single.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Tanisha end the program because we are down to 30 seconds. Tanisha, you want to end the program for us?
I just want to thank all of our listeners for listening to Soul in the City, where we will continue to talk about everyday issues affecting everyday people. We just want to say, you know, continue to be blessed in your everyday lives and continue to listen. Thank you and have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night. Thank all of our listeners.
Thank you.
And once again, I want to thank our guest, Laverl Anderson, and Miss Keisha. Could you both say goodbye to our listeners, and thank you for participating.
Goodbye.
LaVerl?
Happy Sunday. Y'all enjoy it.
Okay.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
All right. We're ending the episode now. Come again to Soul in the City. Thanks for listening.